Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. The Grow Show is brought to you by Marty Grinder's Grow Group, where we specialize in teaching landscaping companies how to clarify their platform, grow their people, build their processes, and realize profits. Everything we teach is grounded in real experience. Our team is actively involved in the day-to-day operations of Southwest Ohio's Grinder Landscaping Company. New episodes of The Grow Show are released weekly on Wednesdays. Remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Now, here's your host, Marty Grinder.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever the case may be. This is Marty Grinder from Grinder Landscaping Company and the Grow Group. Today, we're going to talk about how we work and why that matters. But first, a reminder, you can get the latest edition of The Grow Show delivered to your phone, tablet, or computer by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts or watch us on YouTube for an enhanced learning experience. The Grow Show is the greatest thing since SiteOne's early order program. Folks, it's fantastic. Now is the time for you to be getting your orders in with SiteOne. You should use the SiteOne early order program to save money, secure products before seasonal shortages occur, and get extended payment terms. The early order program allows landscaping companies to purchase the necessary products like fertilizers, pest control, and tools in advance of the busy season, and to take advantage of discounts, rebates, and flexible payment options. As we grow Grinder here, cash flow is a big thing, folks. Planning ahead through the program can also help protect your business from price increases and supply chain disruption. Reach out to your local SiteOne rep. We got a great one, Steve Harkenmeyer, a.k.a. Clutch Camacho. You'll be glad you did. They're a great group of professionals. Now on to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. Listen, folks, there's a lot of great things going on right now in the industry, and I'm excited. I got great things to report. We're fine-tuning our agenda for Grow. We got all kinds of things. We got the Landscape Pros Playbook, which is behind me here. We've got that out. If you haven't gotten a copy, contact Landscape Management to send one out to you. But you know, at the end of the day, how we work really matters, folks. It really does. Recently, we secured a very nice, high-profile account in our Cincinnati office as a result of the client walking by our team working at another property. And I want to dig into that today to show you what happened, okay? So here I want to set the stage. We were installing a patio for a client in their backyard. We were not doing any landscaping work in the front yard. The front yard is phase two. We'll do something to the front. Quite frankly, it's pretty awful. All the passerbys that would walk by could see was the crew working in the street. First of all, notice the clean, clearly branded truck. Clean, clearly branded truck. Yes, it's a nice truck. And maybe you're thinking, I don't have a truck that nice. I disagree, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever your truck is, it can be clean and it can be clearly branded. All right. Here's a picture of my first truck with my brother, Rich, a 1974 red Ford Ranger. It was clean. Note the magnetic sign. Okay. And also note the rusty spot, but Rich and I kept that truck clean. Notice our team there in uniform. The pylons are out. We are organized and we look like we care, and our men are polite. We teach our people to wave to people. We teach them to throttle down their blowers when people are walking by. We teach them to be kind. We teach them to wave at the competition, okay? All this stuff matters, and that's what I want to get into here today. So even though the prospect could not see the actual landscaping, in this case, hardscaping work that we were doing in this client's backyard, what they did see us do impressed her. And that's the key point of this week's edition of The Grow Show, powered by Steel. With winter upon us, what are your plans? What are you going to do to improve your team? Don't lose sight of how important your team and how they behave matters. So here's four things in this short version of The Grow Show, powered by Steel, that I would do if I were you. First of all, there's a philosophy here. And the philosophy is that your external customer service will never exceed your internal customer service. Succinctly said, how you treat your team is how they're going to treat your clients. If you treat your team poorly, you don't give them the tools they need, you don't respect them, you don't appreciate them, you don't have their paychecks ready on time, they're not going to treat your clients well, okay? Many of you have heard this story. Several years ago, I was speaking in Washington, D.C. I got on the plane, Reagan National, to fly back to Dayton. It was a direct flight from Dayton. I was sitting hillbilly first class. Do you know what hillbilly first class is? Hillbilly first class means the seat next to you is empty, okay? I got my suit on. I had my dress shoes. And there's a little fluorescent line there that separates the galley from where the flight attendant stands and then the cabin. And I had stretched my feet ever so slightly over that fluorescent green line. It was dark. And she gave her safety announcements. And then she went over and she gave my foot a tap. And she said, hey, move your feet. That's not going to work. And I looked up at her and I was like, what the heck? I mean, why'd you have to say it like that? Why couldn't you warm it up a little bit and say, hey, good evening. How are you? Say, I like your shoes. Could you do me a favor? Could you move your feet back behind that fluorescent line? Because if that's over the line and I trip and I fall on you, man, we're both going to be embarrassed. And that would have been the same thing as, you know, kind of kicking my foot and saying, move it. And as I looked at her and contemplated causing an international incident, which I did not, I just started thinking, like, why would you act like that? She was probably close to 70 years old, to be honest with you. And I started thinking about all the things that might be going on in her life. Was her husband sick? Was she missing her granddaughter's T-ball game? Did the captain just yell at her? Did American Airlines tell her she didn't have to work and they forced her on two more flights because some flight attendant didn't show up? I don't know. But there's a very strong likelihood she doesn't like her job because she doesn't feel appreciated and she's not treated well by her boss. Now, conversely, let me talk to you about the Centerville License Bureau. Yes, the License Bureau, where we get license plates for our trucks and trailers and cars here at Grunder Landscaping Company. So I just went there today. 100 license plates I had to get. These people are an eclectic collection of people. There's people working there that look like me. There's people there that have pink hair, purple hair. There's people there with tattoos. There's people there with beards. There's people there with cropped haircuts. There's all kinds of people working there. But every single one of them is polite. They are kind. They are considerate. They are very well trained and do well at their job. My friend Alan runs a license bureau. He became my friend just by going in there so often. And I told him again, I sent him a text today. I said, you have the nicest, kindest people. You are an excellent leader, Alan. Congratulations on your success. And he replied back to me like, that's nice to hear. Well, it's the truth. And it's because Alan takes an interest in them. I bet if I worked there for a day, I would see Alan telling people he appreciates them. I bet if I worked there for a day, I would find that Alan takes a genuine interest in his team, that Alan probably buys them lunch once in a while. But more importantly than buying lunch, Alan takes an interest in them and he gives them the tools they need to do their job. He trains them well. He doesn't ask them to do anything that he wouldn't do himself. Okay, so number one, when people walk by your team's working, whether they can see the actual work they're doing or not, do they look good? That's going to get you referrals. So your external customer service will never exceed your internal customer service. That's number one. Number two, you got to be great at what you want your team to be good at. So if you want your team to impress when they're out working, when you're not around, then you've got to impress them when they're watching you. Like, how do you come in look for work? You know, we did one of our peer group meetings to a company and everybody was in uniform but the owner. The owner had on shorts and flip-flops and a t-shirt and everybody else was in a uniform. How does that work, folks? You're always being watched. You got to be great at what you want your followers to be good at. You got to be the gold standard in customer service. You got to be the gold standard in image. Your truck has to be clean. You have to get back to people quickly. What you are doing is the greatest of all teachers in your company. So if when people are walking by your team working and you want them to call you because of how your team is working, then when you're working with your team, set a good example. If you go out to plow snow with them, do it to the best of your abilities. Be a superstar at it, okay? You got to be great at what you want your team to be good at. Number three, be present. Bump some knuckles. So Leroy Maines and Corey Ballard have a great green industry podcast called The Green Grind. It's really good. I just went on it earlier this week. That episode will be coming out in a few weeks. but I listened to their podcast. And Corey is a very successful entrepreneur, grew his business to north of $10 million in Des Moines, Iowa, sold it to private equity, and now he has a landscape equipment supply company. He sells blades and basically every imaginable thing you could use for a landscaping company, he sells it. Special high-tech bags for your mowers. He's a really innovative guy, really nice guy, super, super smart guy. He was saying on the Green Grind podcast that he was coaching a couple aspiring landscape professionals, and one of them in particular wanted to run the business from the house, and he didn't hardly ever go into the office anymore. And from listening to Corey, it sounded like the company had developed some issues. And Corey said, I told him, you got to get in there and you got to bump some knuckles. Like, you got to be in there talking to people, firing them up, like setting a good example, being present, help somebody load their truck real quick. Tell them thank you. Clean the bathroom. Now, Corey didn't say that. This is Marty. You know my fetish with cleaning. But he talked about the message that Corey said was be present. And this was pretty cool. Like, I listened to the podcast on a Sunday, and I had been on the road for basically three straight weeks speaking, and I wasn't in the office. And Lennon, one of our lawn care technicians, great big tall guy. Lennon's got to be like 6'5". Really nice, pleasant young man. Does a great job for us. And I was out in the circle in the morning, like I always am when I'm in town and I'm in our Dayton office or Cincinnati office. Like, I don't hide. I go in early. I partake in our stretch and flex that we do in the morning. And Lennon said, hey, good morning, Marty. He said, I missed you. I haven't seen you in a while. Is everything okay? And I said, yeah, Lennon's, everything's great. Thanks. I gotta tell you, I was touched. Like, the fact that a guy that runs one of the crews knew I was gone, said I missed you. He wasn't kissing my butt. That just made me realize, like, when I am here in the morning with my nail apron that I have, it's got our core values on it and it's stuffed full of candy. When I go out there in the mornings, a stretch and flex, or if you come to one of our field trips, you'll see me do this. And I walk around, I take a peek in a truck. I tell someone, thanks. Hey, it's your birthday. Happy birthday. Hey, thanks for the nice job you did at the Smith residence. Appreciate what you're doing. I'm out there bumping knuckles. So if you want people walking by your crews when they're working at a home or an office to call you because of how your men are working, then be present. Take an interest in your team. Show them you care. Show them that you're excited about your business, okay? And then the last thing, and I think this is arguably the most important little tip I have for you, look for the good. Look for the good things that are going on and reinforce those. When I have my apron on and I'm passing out my candy, I often see things that are bad. Yesterday, I took a picture. I saw a truck that hadn't been cleaned out, and just so we know, I'll put that here in the Grow Show Powered by Steel on the YouTube version as well so you can see. I saw a bald tire on the back of it, and I saw where a mesh gate was pushed out. I don't understand that, folks. We do truck inspections every Monday. The condition of the gate, the condition of the tire, there is no way that that just happened in the past couple days. So somebody is not doing their job. Well, I'm not going to go up to that team leader right now, but I took a picture of it. I sent it to the two managers who are involved with that. And I said, hey guys, this doesn't look good. We got a problem. I got an immediate response. Thank you. Sorry, we didn't catch that. Wheels are turning. Don't worry. We've got it. And I know they have it. So it's not my job to go around and you know what, and moan to people, okay? Or yell at them or correct them. Now, if I see something unsafe, I'm not going to be quiet and say, oh, I don't want to say anything. In fact, I might yell like, stop, you don't have the ramp down right. Stop. It's safety. We don't want anybody getting hurt. But I'm a cheerleader here. I'm a knuckle bumper. Okay. I'm going to look for the good. So again, your external customer service will never exceed your internal customer service. Remember that. You got to be great at what you want your team to be good at. Be present, bump some knuckles, as my friend Corey Ballard says. And then look for the good. Be on the lookout for that and reinforce that and talk about that in your circles. Post it on your private Facebook group page. Post pictures of their jobs. Tell them thank you. Take those four philosophies I just shared with you and train. Training is an investment, ladies and gentlemen. It is not an expense. Put that calendar together right now. Get your team involved in the training. Look back at your workers' comp claims. Look back at all the callbacks. Look at your warranty, the plants that you had to buy again. Where did you have breakdowns? All right. Pay attention to how you look. Uniforms matter. Truck cleanliness matters. Pylons being put out matter. Systems matter, folks. Systems matter. All right. You have a chance here for people walking by and interacting with you. Heck, even watching how you're driving down the highway to make a positive impact and get a referral. And I'll close with an exercise I like to do with a group when I'm on site. Knowing what you know about landscaping, all right? Knowing what you know about landscaping, what would a crew have to do, to look like, to sound like, if they were working at the neighbors of your brand new vacation home in Florida that you just built because you did so well with your landscaping company? What would that team have to do to impress you? What kind of a crew working there would impress you to the point that you would want to call them and ask them for a quote? Write that all down. And now here's the magic. Why don't you go do that? Just go do what you know you should be doing, but you're not doing. And you know what's going to happen? You're going to get referrals for your crews like we do. It's one of the best ways to grow a business, folks. How we work matters. Train your crews in the off season. Courtesy matters. Detail matters. The work you do on this right now is going to sell work for you in 2026. I know it. Okay, that's going to do it for this week's edition of The Grow Show, powered by Steel. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to The Grow Show. And if you can, give it a rating or share a comment. That helps more success-minded landscape professionals find us. And if you really want to help Grandpa Grunder here, I am a grandpa twice, folks. If you really want to help me, take this episode, take it to your phone, text it, share it to any landscape pro you know. That helps us grow this and gets us in touch with more success-minded landscape professionals. Thanks for joining us this week on The Grow Show, powered by Steel. We'll talk to you next week.
Join Marty Grunder and the Grow Group team for the annual event for landscape pros. Grow 2026 will be held on February 10th through 12th, 2026 in Dallas, Texas, and feature a behind-the-scenes tour of complete land sculpture alongside breakout sessions diving deeper into the topics we cover each week on The Grow Show.